It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. Scores from Colorado's new social studies and science tests for K through 12 students reflect mixed results. KBNF's Laura Pomisano has the story.
The exams have five rankings. For science, 34% of Colorado's fifth graders and 32% of eighth graders scored in the highest range. However, statewide, 32% of fourth graders and 45% of seventh graders scored in the lowest range on the social studies test. The exams were taken by students last school year. In Montrose County, 57% of 7th graders scored in the lowest range for social studies. In Delta County, it was 53% and 46% in Mesa County. Things are looking a little better in science at the local level. In Delta County, 39% of 5th graders scored in the highest range. However, in Montrose County, 39% of 5th graders scored in the lowest category. High school seniors will take the tests in November. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Mesa County might be joining some of its neighbors by allowing ATVs on its county roads. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
There's a draft proposal that would allow ATVs and other off-highway vehicles on any non-state, non-federal, unincorporated county road. Steve Chappell is with the Western Slope ATV Association, a group out of Grand Junction that's pushing for the change.
Only makes sense is for one reason, towards tourist dollars. Another reason, surrounding states are all doing it. Utah, a lot of these other states have gone that far, and Colorado's kind of being left behind. You know, people are driving past Colorado to go to other states just because of Colorado's exclusion of rules.
John Justman is a Mesa County commissioner.
Part of it is to make public lands perhaps more available to people. They don't have to trailer and haul their ATV or their side-by-side unit, and the thing is to promote some economic development within the county or people coming to town and visiting friends.
Justman says that input from the other counties helped a lot during their decision-making process.
Well, we talked to our surrounding counties, some of them, or not all of them, but like Rio Blanco and Moffat County. They already have very similar ordinances in their counties, and especially those two said that, like in the county seat of Meeker up there, it has really helped our tourism. You can literally ride from Meeker to Vernal, around through Moffat County and back into Meeker, and people come and visit, and they stay at some of the hotels and motels and restaurants up there, and they may stay in Meeker and go on rides for 2 or 3 days in various directions. And they said it was working well for them.
The proposal would come with a few restrictions, like all riders on roads would have to be 16 with a driver's license and equipped with a headlight and a taillight. Chappell is happy with the regulations as written, but knows that there might be a few bumps in the road.
There's going to be a learning curve to it, as far as people are going to hear about it from somebody that doesn't really know anything about it. And I would imagine come springtime, when it warms up again, there'll be people trying to drive down roads that where they aren't allowed. You know, they won't be allowed on state roads like Highway 141, Highway 340 on the Redlands. You know, places like that. So there'll definitely be a learning curve to it and people learning where they can go and where they can't go.
The proposed ordinance is expected to pass. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A laboratory that tests retail marijuana is opening in Carbondale. It's one of just two such Colorado labs west of the Continental Divide. The scientists who run Green Hill Laboratories say they will be testing for potency, and they'll be one of the first to test for contaminants. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
Inside Green Hill Laboratories in Carbondale, lab owner Hillary Glass motions toward her equipment.
These are my incubators. I need about eight more. And they're just going to line this wall, you know.
So you need to aim more because you're expecting a lot of demand.
Yes.
Glass grew up in Wisconsin, helping her mother in a microbiology lab that tests milk for the dairy industry. Once she heard Colorado legalized marijuana, she figured the same kinds of checks and balances for food would be applied to pot.
I just took her business model and applied it here.
Green Hill Labs is licensed but needs a certification from the State Department of Health to test marijuana for contaminants. The state already requires testing for potency. Soon, tests for harmful microbials such as E. coli and Salmonella will be mandatory. Jessica Olson is a chemist at Green Hill.
It's basically a matter of protection of public health and welfare to ensure that any product, just like a product you buy in the grocery store shelving, is screened and monitored for pathogens that can cause harm to human health.
Natrice Bryant is a communications specialist for the state of Colorado's Marijuana Enforcement Division. She says the state looked to existing industries, like food, to come up with some of the rules around testing.
We took rules from a variety of different industries, but because this is such a unique program and it's new, we don't have anything to follow.
She says right now just 4 labs, all in the Denver area, are licensed and certified. 15 more are awaiting certification. Besides Green Hill, the only other laboratory outside of the Front Range is in Durango.
You know, I think that's going to be a growth part of the industry.
Meg Collins runs the Cannabis Business Alliance, which acts as a chamber of commerce for the marijuana industry. While the state refines its regulations, she says many marijuana businesses are already doing in-house testing to ensure their products are safe. As more labs get certified, she sees this part of the industry flourishing.
You know, it's like any new industry, you know, for the entrepreneurs, of which this industry is, has a lot. Or is fueled by entrepreneurs, you know, the only limit is their imagination.
Back in Carbondale, Green Hill Laboratory owner Hillary Glass says once they're certified, she expects to test 3,000 samples a day for contaminants.
I might get carpal tunnel. It is a lot, but there's the nice thing is you don't need a big space. It's your workflow, and the small space allows you to do a lot of high volume. And I think we'll maybe start work at 6 and be done by 10 at night.
She's already getting inquiries from marijuana businesses that want to sign an advance contract for testing. Some of the samples could come from as far away as Denver. For chemist Jessica Olson, researching marijuana is an exciting new frontier.
It's going to be an exciting few years, I think, at the forefront, because we're going to be the first ones to lay that groundwork. And hopefully as time passes, more scientists will want to study marijuana.
The scientists here are hoping to cash in on Colorado's green rush and develop science for an industry that could eventually sprout in other states. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Up next, Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.